30 years of joyfulness. Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Midday News. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM here in Accra. Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and around the world on myjoyonline.com. We're also live in all 16 regions via various affiliates. We're live on X Spaces, on Facebook and on YouTube. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. This afternoon, former Managing Director of the Electricity Company of Ghana, Samuel Dubig Mahama, is set to face questioning regarding his alleged involvement in the disappearance of the company's containers.
Having headed DCG for this period, I think that the prudent that you invited to present also a few answers from you with respect to the current containers that we are talking about.
Meanwhile, a former Director General of the Ghana Ports and Harbors Authority says the missing containers can be traced and recovered, offering guidance to the government on the retrieval process.
First, get ECG to identify all the containers that were imported into the country. Two, all the containers that in their view, they know where the containers have gone.
On some cables being transported by the ECG for maintenance works has been impounded by the police in Aguna Swedru. We'll find out why. We'll also tell you why Ghana battles recurring market fires and firefighters are calling for urgent retooling of the fire service and segmentation of markets to enhance fire prevention.
We need to be retooled so that we can do the job and do it well.
Okay.
The equation is not one way. This is a two-way what equation.
Okay.
We hear from the Greater Accra Fire Service Commander who announces plans to station fire officers in markets to enhance fire security.
If you watch the clip of Edum very well, as the market was going, it gets to a place, then there's an explosion. Ask yourself what is causing that explosion. It is storage of flammables. Why are you selling dynamite in a sock?
Of course, we'll bring you sports.
Ghana's Black Queens begin preparations for back-to-back friendlies against Senegal ahead of the Women's AFCON.
Also, Chairman of the Works and Housing Committee expresses concerns over the limited progress of Garrett projects which were designed to tackle flooding in Accra.
I don't think it can be done within this short period. So the government will have to take a very bold action to demolish some of these structures.
We'll bring you details as he calls on the government to take bold action, including demolishing structures in waterways to prevent flooding this year. Meanwhile, Ghana Meteorological Agency warns of heavy rains with a high possibility of flooding as it urges coastal residents to take precautions.
The rainfall will be above what we experienced last year, last 2 years. So we should brace ourselves for more rains, especially from Aplau through Adan to Tema to Accra, Kaswa to Winneba.
Also in this bulletin, Narcotics Control Board to go after pharmacists and persons who trade in unprescribed drugs or administer unauthorized doses.
Don't get yourself involved in something that if the law gets you, you struggle to come out. You may think, let me call somebody to help me to get my bail or to get me out. You will not get that assistance from anybody.
We'll tell you more as the Interior Minister, who bemoans the threats of drug abuse on the youth, is urging religious leaders to help deal with the menace.
We are moving away from the traditional drugs that we all know. And people are going into medications that we all know are useful and are tinkering with it. And we want to urge you to help us in identifying what you can also do to help curb this menace.
These and more with me, Sweetie Abochi. I'll bring you details in a bit. Please stay. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible. This afternoon, the Ministry of Energy has indicated that plans are underway to invite the former managing director of the Electricity Company of Ghana, Samuel Mahama, for questioning over his alleged involvement in the disappearance of company containers. Deputy Energy Minister Richard Jan Mensah says preliminary investigations into the missing containers, which reportedly contained valuable electrical equipment, have raised concerns that require further clarification from Mr. Mahama.
The minister, in any way, he's actually been very consistent with his point that the missing containers, or where if Mr. Dubik is saying that it's not missing but displaced, whatever it says, we have to find where those containers are. So we as a ministry, we have already engaged the national security and then the Attorney General's office to actually work on this. National security and the security agencies are doing the necessary investigation.
Is it possible, because of the role he played as managing director of ECG during the period that he served, his assistance may be required as far as the investigations are concerned?
Obviously, I cannot really determine that for the security, but I'm very sure that even with the wealth of knowledge and information he has with regards to this, I think it would be very prudent to invite him and speak with you answers or also what he means about it, is just to help the situation, that is all.
Because of the privileged role or the place that he sat.
Even from the conversation that you have had with him, as I earlier said, at least even without he speaking now, having headed ECG for this period, I think that it's important that you invite this person to also speak a few answers from him with respect to the current containers that we are talking about.
And his disappointment is that the committee that was set up by the minister did not even speak to him.
I cannot speak to it because I don't know. We have also not listened to the side of the committee.
So Honorable, is the ministry aware of the number of containers that were auctioned?
No.
And so any talk of auction may have to be subjected to some kind of investigation?
So, Elton, as I earlier indicated, there is currently an ongoing investigation. Myself, even this afternoon, have done a letter also following up on one or two of them. So the whole discussion, I believe that we maybe have to start with it, and then with by next week, a lot of reports will come out, and then that would actually guide us in our conversation. Because, the missing containers or whatever it is, the items that Mr. Dukic is saying that they may possibly be auctioned. I think if he says that they are possibly auctioned containers and that those materials are from auctioned containers, I think that one, he may have to be a bit more or less, I would just say that he cannot preempt to say that all the items that have been found could be auctioned.
That is Deputy Energy Minister Richard John Mensah, and he also indicates the owner of a truck arrested for carrying ECG cables on the Accra Cape Coast Highway this week has yet to show up.
Personally, on Sunday, I had an intel of a truck loaded with cables which developed a fault on the Strait Road. I called the police, asked them to impound the truck. From Sunday up to today, as we speak, nobody has actually gone to the police station to claim ownership of the cables. Now the driver and the mate, they are in police custody. Car owner has not even shown up. Owners of whoever gave them the material, they actually mentioned some names, nobody has got. When they went to check, they were ECG embers on the cables.
Right.
So these are some of the things that we are still doing a lot more investigating. I think the one that the police service in charge of it, I would prefer that maybe we just hold on for them to give us some information, which I hope is not going to be long from now.
Meanwhile, a former Director General of the Ghana Ports and Harbors Authority, Richard Anamu, says the missing containers are retrievable. In fact, he offers advice to government on the way forward.
First, get ECG to identify all the containers that were imported into the country. Two, all the containers that in their view, they know where the containers have gone. Three, what in their view has happened to the remaining containers that they cannot account for, in their opinion. Then at the same time, write to GPHA. Please, as per from ECG, this is the number of containers, container number this, arrived this by this vessel, blah, blah, all of that. Ask GPHA for a full report on each of these containers and where they are. If they left GPHA, GPHA will be able to tell you when they left and who was the person who took them out. In fact, they will be able to tell you because the containers are not moved by themselves. They're moved by vehicles. So GPHA will be able to tell you which vehicle took the particular container and when. full stop. Then the last one is to go back to the shipping line. That the shipping line, please, kindly, we have got all this information about your container that you brought to the country. Kindly advise us as to the tax status of these containers, as far as you are concerned. The shipping line will quickly and firmly tell you exactly what happened to their containers and where they think they are. With all these three, you should be ready to go.
That is former Director General of the Ghana Ports and Harbour Authority, Richard Anamu. But let's stay on the ECG for a while, because Joy News is learning the police in Aguna Sodru have impounded some cables being transported by the ECG to a location for maintenance works. Let's speak to Michael Asempa. He's Acting General Manager, Warehouse Management, ECG, for more on this. Michael, can you confirm the details of the cables impounded by the police in Aguna Sodru and the reason for their seizure?
Okay. Thank you very much. On the 28th March, we had an approval to dispatch 28 drums of PVC aluminium conductors to Sodru. So I authorized it. So my officers dispatch it. And on its way, it was arrested. Originally, the vehicle was dispatched to Media Groverland to undertake our ongoing loss reduction program or project in Sun. So on his way, I was told by the driver that he missed his way. Instead of going to whom he find his way on the Takoradi road, because previously he had already sent about a truck to Takoradi, so he did not watch the way bill and he drove. So on his when he got to Aguna Sodru thereabout, I think the police arrested him and he was alerted that the car was rather going to whom instead of Takoradi.
Michael, I understand I'm following the story, but what official documentation or authorization was involved in transporting these cables, which this driver could not show to the police and then, you know, bring clarity to the matter then?
I think the normal thing that we normally add is a way bill, original way bill, that actually accompanies the goods to its final destination. But I think they arrested him for two reasons. Because of the ongoing, how do you call it, alleged stolen ECG materials that have been circulating in the media. Number two, they didn't also understand why a car that was dispatched to soon find its way on the Takoradi route. So they became very suspicious. That was the reason for the arrest of the vehicle.
And how is this incident affecting the planned maintenance ways? Because that's what these cables were intended for.
Well, temporarily, customers have paid for service connections, meters, and other things. Definitely, temporarily, it's going to affect the service delivery. But I believe in the short term, I think we should be able to resolve the issue.
Do you do that? What measures are in place right now to ensure that you're resolving the issue?
For now, the issue is above me, because we have to put a contingency plan in place. And we work as a team. So I believe we may have a directive from the top management as to what to do thereafter, so that they may not go. We still have to distribute, we still have to transport goods to the regions for service connections. So I believe when I'd be calling, hopefully next week we may have a directive from the top management as to the way forward or how to move our goods so that they may not be intercepted on the way.
So how do we, I mean, ultimately ensure that incidents like these don't happen again?
Well, for now, it's one in isolation. As I already indicated, if the vehicle was going towards Suhum, I don't believe the issue would have been so serious as it is now. So but maybe what we have to educate them is anytime they are picking the materials, they must watch the way bill and know the exact destination. so that they don't encounter any problem on their way.
Right. Thank
their
you.
Little
so
bit education will do that.
Thank you so much, Michael Asempa. He's Acting General Manager, Warehouse Management, ECG. And let's move on to other stories now. And the Interior Minister, Alhaji Muntaka Mubarak, has directed the Ghana Police Service to prosecute individuals involved in violence during the 2024 elections. Speaking at the Ashanti Regional Police Command, he stressed the need for accountability to uphold democracy and restore public trust.
And I must commend the police administration once more that for the first time, no single shot was fired from the police in this election. And all the skirmishes that we had was rather coming from others, but not the police. It shows the professionalism in the police. And I hope that all those who misbehave in one police station or the other, the videos that you have, I, as your second minister, is going to support you to ensure that those individuals are brought to book so that next time when you decide not to fire any arm, people will understand you are not firing because you are going to pursue the perpetrators and bring them to book. So I want to encourage you to take up that very seriously, that almost every station or police station that people misbehave and you have the videos, please bring it forward and let's prosecute those individuals to serve as a deterrent, that when there's an election and the police decide that you are not going to fire at the police station, people will not take it for granted that your inability to carry arms or to fire guns at the police station is a sign of weakness. No.
Well, let's get more on this because my colleague Nana Bwachi Adom is traveling with the minister and joins me with more details. Nana, so the president ordered the IGP to probe the violence that greeted the 2020 and 2024 elections. Did he say that investigation has completed?
He did not mention that the investigation has been completed on that, but he says that his intelligence is that the police have some form of videos and other form of evidence to begin prosecution of some of these individuals who were caught undertaking or engaging in any form of election-related violence. And so it is for them to begin the prosecution of these individuals. He says that he has spoken to the Attorney General, and then swiftly he's urging the police to begin the prosecution process.
And at what timelines are we working with?
There were no direct timelines given on this matter, but he says that he wants it to be done as soon as possible.
So much, Nana Bwachi Dankoyadom. And let's move on now, because the Interior Minister, Alhaji Muntaka Mubarak, has directed Inspector General of Police, Christian Tete Yohonu, to reassign all regional and district police commanders in areas plagued by illegal mining. Announcing the directive during a meeting with the imams in the Ashanti region on Thursday, he emphasized government's commitment to tackling galamsey, which continues to devastate the environment. The move follows concerns that some police officials in charge of these localities have failed to address the crisis effectively.
So, Sipra, you are starting every frame. Mr. Makacha, IGP, say, Sibu, you say, Mr. Sasa, you know. Police pay in Pia or Galamse area piano. Mama order say, you mean I flow.
I have informed the IGP that every police commander in Galamsey affected areas should be replaced with new ones. I am not saying they are complacent, but they have been there for too long without them. If any of them from these areas approaches you to plead on their behalf to prevent their removal, do not entertain it.
In other stories, improper market construction, safety lapses, poor fire service equipment, and rural to urban migration have been identified as major causes of market fires in Ghana. Speaking at the Joy News National Dialogue on Fires, From Ashes to Action, Breaking the Fire Cycle in Ghana, experts and traders highlighted the urgent need for reforms. Here's a wrap.
The Joy News National Dialogue, dubbed From Ashes to Action, Breaking the Fire Cycle in Ghana, gathered top experts, including traders, insurance professionals, and government officials. A UK-based health and safety professional, Edward Deborah, pointed to inadequate emergency systems as the root cause of the nation's fire crisis, questioning the professional qualifications of some firefighters.
You would be surprised that some fire servicemen do not even know what it is they are fighting. We fix the square pegs in round holes. So when there's even fire, the people who are supposed to fight the fire don't have the requisite knowledge to be able to do it.
The Greater Accra Fire Commander, ACFO2, Rashid Kwame Nisawu, disagrees, insisting the real problem is improper market construction.
You say that we don't have the requisite knowledge to deal with the Ghana fires in Ghana is not true. These markets that are giving us problems are markets that are not what? Structured. I will humbly suggest all markets should be properly what? Constructed.
We'll take a break now. When we return, we'll bring you sports. And we'll also tell you what the Ghana Meteorological Agency are warning of. They're saying that heavy rains with high possibility of flooding is near, and they're urging coastal residents to take precautions.
The rainfall will be above what we experienced last year, last 2 years. So we should brace ourselves for more rains. Especially from Aplau through Adan to Tema to Accra, Kaswa to Winneba.
Wait.
Petrosol are celebrating their 10 years in grand style. They're giving back to their loyal customers. Hope you have registered at their online portal. Don't say I didn't tell you all.
Each month, customers will stand the chance of winning items like tricycles, motorcycles, television sets, refrigerators, phones, fuel vouchers, and many more. But the best part is that at the end of the promo, we will be giving out a grand prize of 2 Suzuki Espresso cars to lucky winners who stay with us all through the promo period. All you need to join is to visit any of our over 100 stations across the country to get registered, or go to www.petrosolcrm.com to register online.
Petrosol, energizing dreams.
When I wake up in the morning, I brush my teeth with Kale Charcoal Toothpaste. This gives me confidence all day.
Anytime you meet Ama, don't be surprised I smile showing my beautiful white teeth, because I don't have cavity thanks to Kale Charcoal Toothpaste for its natural charcoal properties. In fact, we are like twins. I can't go without my Kale Charcoal Toothpaste.
That be why I dey use Kale Charcoal Toothpaste morning and night when I dey go bed self. It dey make my teeth white where it dey comot every scent from my mouth inside. My confidence level they go up, so I they show my 32 teeth all.
Introducing the Kale Charcoal Toothpaste, formulated with activated bamboo charcoal powder, ensures whiter teeth and removes bad breath. The strong natural property of the activated bamboo charcoal removes bacteria, absorbs surface stains on our teeth caused by coffee, wines, and tobacco. Welcome, Kale Charcoal Toothpaste. Kale Charcoal Toothpaste. Sankofa Yenchi.
Kale. Happy smile.
This advert is FDA approved.
Thanks for your patience. This is still the midday news. Let's head straight into sports, and the Black Queens are in the news. Mumbak is here.
Yes, sweetie. So they will be playing some friendly games against Senegal. The first one is on Saturday before the second encounter on Tuesday as part of preparations for the upcoming Women's Africa Cup of Nations. The team will face South Africa, Mali and Tanzania in Group C of the continental event, which comes off in July. Here's the Queens head coach, Kim Lars Bjørkegren.
There haven't been so many trainings together, actually just one full training. The focus have been like to work as a group and a little bit more with the defense, to be well organized when it comes to like defense set pieces and things like that. Me as a new coach, we have the potential to play against a good team, away game. I think like the future is so bright, and we're just going to keep working hard. We're going to learn from this game, and we're going to make sure that we are prepared for the summer.
Yeah, so Sweetie, I understand you used to be a very good footballer. I think you should be playing for the Black Queens. You're in the wrong profession.
I actually want to keep the goal post for them. Thank you so much, Ubak. We wish them the very best. And let's do some other stories now. And Works and Housing Committee Chairman Vincent Opong Asamoah has criticized the lack of progress in the Greater Accra Resilient and Integrated Development, that is the GARID project, meant to tackle Accra's flooding. Speaking to Joy News, he echoed President Mahama's concerns over looming floods, questioning the impact of the heavy financial investment, and urged the government to take bold steps, including demolishing buildings in waterways to avert disaster. We'll hear from him shortly, but first, listen to President Mahama sharing his concerns after touring flood-prone areas.
These GARID projects for desilting the major drains were given since last year. It is clear that all of them are behind schedule. From what I have seen, these drains are not going to be ready before the rains open up. And if they aren't, it means that we must expect that there will be severe flooding this season. I would have thought that the contractors would take advantage of the dry season and work as quickly as possible, so that we would have been ahead with these projects by now. But unfortunately, that hasn't happened.
Well, that's the president there. Now let's hear from Chairman of the Works and Housing Committee, Vincent Opong Asamoah, and he addresses the current state of the GARID project and his call for action.
The president is right, looking at the issues on the ground and looking at the investment so far made under the previous administration. I remember 2019, $250 million were approved by Parliament from the World Bank towards this redevelopment of most of these streets in Greater Accra, the Odo and then the other one, so that at least we're able to widen the channels to be able to contain volumes of water that will be passing through the channel so that they can be discharged into the sea. Mm. Unfortunately, and I also remember 2024, November thereabouts, we also approved another $150 million towards the same project. So total money committed to this project is about $400 million.
Now, you need to take pay particular attention to this because the Ghana Meteorological Agency has issued a warning predicting above normal rainfall across the country, particularly in coastal areas, and urging residents to take necessary precaution. Deputy Director for Forecasting with GMET, Joseph Potufi, tells my colleague Elton Brube on The Pulse that Ghana is expected to experience intense rainfall patterns between April and October, with a high likelihood of flooding in low-lying and coastal regions.
Especially those of us in the eastern coast of Ghana, that is from Central Region to Aplau, we forecasted that we'll be experiencing above normal rainfall. And when we say above normal rainfall, it means the rainfall will be above what we experienced last year, last 2 years, and last 3 years.
Mm.
So we should brace ourselves for more rains, especially those of us in the eastern coast.
And when you talk about the eastern coast specifically, which areas are you talking about?
From Aplau through Adan to Tema to Accra, Kaswa to Winneba, and some part of getting to Cape Coast, that's the eastern coast.
Hmm.
So Accra is inclusive.
And this will last for how many months?
Yes, the major rainy season will last up to somewhere first week in July.
Now, before we get into what's trending, I want to tell you about a recent report from the Narcotics Control Board, which indicates that around 50,000 Ghanaians abuse drugs, with about 35,000 of them being students aged between 12 and 35. And this has called for urgent attention in identifying the reasons behind the surge in use and how to address it. The Interior Minister, Muntaka Mubarak, has therefore tasked religious leaders to help find a solution to the problem so it does not continue to impact negatively on the youth and national development. I will bring you those sound bites in our subsequent bulletins, but Jacqueline Ansoma Yeboa is here with what's trending. Jacqueline, what's trending?
Yes, Sweetie Abuchi, a lot has been trending on social media. You know, yesterday, Black Sharif released his album. It's still trending, number one. Have you listened to it yet?
Just one.
Okay, you sure? It's 15.
The one about the record setter or trend breaker, where the boy's at.
I mean, yeah, not taking me back, but then people are still talking about it. And of course, we also have Jaru still trending on social media. You know, some days ago, he spoke about collaborating with a Ghanaian artist. Mm. And we put it out on social media, on Joy News social media, asking people to give us who the artist is. Do you know who
he decided?
It was Tiny. That was 15 years ago.
You don't say.
Yes. So
that guy refuses to grow, eh?
I know, right? And a lot of people were surprised that song never came out. Mm. We're hoping we find out more on that.